This morning on Wake Up With Hope, we're talking about letting go of past hurts with Melvin Warfield Jr.
We'll also have music from Gisela Kroll, and Pooya Panai joins us to share a devotional thought.
Stay with us. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. You know, thank you for waking up with us here today. We're so glad you have chosen to join us.
Did you know, friends, that today is World Diabetes Day? This is a very important day, as over 37 million people in the United States have diabetes. And another 26.4 million people over 65 have pre-diabetes.
Wow. You know, unfortunately, children are not an exception, as every year the number of children and teenagers under the age of 20 being diagnosed with diabetes continues to rise.
It's crazy. And on this World Diabetes Day, we want to motivate you to take proper steps to look into what you can do to lower your risk of diabetes.
And later on today's program, we're going to be spending time talking about how to overcome past hurts. But first, let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, Apollo 12, the second manned mission to the surface of the moon, was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, with astronauts Charles Conrad Jr., Richard F. Gordon Jr., and Alan L. Bean aboard. President Richard Nixon viewed the liftoff from Pad A at Cape Canaveral. He was the first president to attend the liftoff of a manned space flight.
You know, as we think about space today, we want to give you heaven to think about. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, it says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then those who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord." Have you ever stopped to think about this wonderful event? First, it mentions that Jesus himself will come to rescue his followers and take us to that heavenly kingdom and the heavenly mansions prepared for us. Second, we will all go to heaven together. When Jesus comes, that is when everyone who followed him will go to heaven together. What a journey that's going to be.
Amen.
Just think, when will we pass on our way to heaven? Have you ever thought about that? You know, we're going to have an exclusive view of the space up close and personal. Just imagine passing that unreachable stars and being able to be amazed as how big they are and how tiny we really are. Well, best of all, we'll have Jesus as our guide. It's an incredible thought, friends. Take some time today to think about the wonders of heaven and choose Jesus. He longs to see you there.
Amen. I can't wait to be there. Past hurts are often hard to let go of. Do you remember bitter experiences from your past? How can God's grace help us overcome those? Let's find out on today's episode of Grace Points with Pastor Melvin Warfield Jr.
So, I'm 44. Weird way to start, I know, but I'm 44. This is a moment of admission, right? I'm going to be 45 this year. This is what I'm learning about my 40s. Number one, the 40s brought such liberation, it's not even funny. Like in my 40s, I learned that I can pretty much just be who I am and you just got to deal with it. Like, this is me and you just got to deal with all of this. But the other thing that I learned is that I forget a lot. I forget a lot of things. I forget things that I was supposed to do that day. I forget appointments. I forget a lot of things, and now I've taken to writing them down. You know what's hard to forget? Bad experiences, traumas, the things that happen to us all the time. In fact, we are prone to remember all of the negative things and forget the good things. We're prone to hold on to past hurts and past traumas and past issues, and they alter our personalities, or they drive us away from the church, or we become unfaithful and wavering in our relationship with God, all because we're holding on to the negative. But the psalmist tells us to do something in Psalm 103. Psalm 103 verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Woo! I love that word, forget not all his benefits. The psalmist is telling us that we need to be deliberate in remembering the goodness of God, that there are benefits to this walk with Jesus. Now, I know the word benefits comes with a lot of carnal sensibilities, right? It comes with this idea of something you've earned or something you've worked for. But that's not what the psalmist is talking about. The psalmist is talking about the unmerited favor, the goodness that we experience from a life with Jesus. That experience of walking with God. Now, there are some things that happen when we are deliberate in praising the Lord based on remembering his mighty works. Number one, it helps us to fight off discouragement. I just told you that one of the easiest things to remember is trauma. And one of the ways that we fight against that is remembering the good things that God has done. Because as we focus on negative, it affects our psyche. It affects how we think and how we emote and how we respond to life. But when you rehearse the goodness of God, when you are deliberate, the psalmist is telling himself, praise the Lord, oh my soul. He's convincing himself, imploring himself with all that's in him. Praise the Lord and forget not all that he's done. You war against discouragement. Whatever you're discouraged about right now, start to take an inventory of the goodness of God. Number two, I only have two things I want to tell you today, is that remembering the goodness of God builds your faith. Yes, it's a testimony to the other people around you, but it builds your faith. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about a very difficult situation that I dealt with recently. And as I shared the testimony of how God had worked things out for my good, even though I still had a difficult part I had to play, it was encouragement that he'll do it again. See, I'm dealing with another similar situation right now. I just dealt with one recently, and now I have another one on my hands, and I was getting discouraged. And then sharing that testimony, recalling what God had done, encouraged me that God is a do it again kind of God. Ooh, that's a word for somebody today. That God is a do it again kind of God, that God was able to do it before and he will most certainly do it again. It encouraged me to know that what I'm dealing with, God can handle because he did it before, he can do it again. You serve a do it again God. What have you forgotten about the benefits of walking with God? What have you forgotten about his mighty hand? I pray that you'll figure that out today. I don't know what it is that you need to remember, but I pray that you would take an inventory of the goodness of God and all that he's done for you so that your soul can cry out hallelujah, so that you can have joy in the midst of all that you're dealing with today. Forget not all his benefits. Anyway, you all are always awesome. Looking forward to seeing you next week. This is Grace Points. God bless you.
We have to take a short break now, friends, but when we return, we will have music from Gisela Kroll.
And later, Puya Fanai will be with us to share a devotional thought that is sure to bless your heart.
Don't forget to visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup to get more Wake Up With Hope. And subscribe to our YouTube channel to keep up with each one of our episodes.
We'll see you in just a moment.
Relationship is one of those words that are not meant to stand alone. A relationship is always between parties or with someone or something. A relationship is not only a connection, an association, a liaison. It denotes a state of being and a bond that goes beyond choice, affinity, correspondence. This word has imprinted in its meaning the face of the other. It is kinship above blood ties, and the humbling reminder that we share the same ground, the same needs, the same feelings, even with those we think we have nothing in common with. and the understanding that we are all somehow related. We are creatures made of love, dust, and time. We were made for love, and to love. And love is one of these things that can never exist without a relationship. We were never meant to stand alone, for not even God is isolated.
It's now time for music as Gisela Kroll joins us to sing Sometimes.
I don't know what you think you might know, but you gotta know it's not worth it. I carry around the weight of the world and pretend it's not a burden. Walk by faith, not by sight. But Lord knows how many times with me he's tried. But sometimes I get it right. Put your head down and don't look up. I know this life firsthand. Walk by faith, not by sight. But Lord knows how many times with me he's tried. But some.
Friends, don't go anywhere. When we return, Puya Fanai is bringing us a powerful devotional thought. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time for a devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Puya Fanai.
Hello, friend. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk about life and how to live every day with hope. I want to start today with a question. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you felt like it's too late? It's too late to turn around. It's too late to come back to God. Or maybe you have found someone a friend who is experiencing that right now, feeling that it's too late to come back to God. Well, I am remembering an experience where my family was on a tour in Europe. And as we were traveling through Europe, my sister was exploring some of the tourist shops and souvenir shops where you can buy little gifts for your friends. And we started getting on the train, and my sister said, "I have time, I'm just going to buy something here." And my sister went to that store. And by the time my sister came back, just as she was about to enter through the door of the train was shut. And we couldn't open it anymore. And we had to leave my sister behind. And she had to take the next train to come join us in the next country. Of course, we were worried for a few minutes there, but realizing that, she could get another ticket, it would not be a major issue. You see, friends, many times we find ourselves in situations where we did not react enough in time to be able to get on board with the flow of life. Now, when it comes to God, we all know that God expects something of all of us. And for a lot of people, that is where we feel like the door has been shut for us because we missed the opportunity that God opened for us. And on the other hand, Satan, the enemy, likes to whisper in our head thoughts of disappointments and thoughts of failure, making us feel like God has left us behind. But I have good news for all of us today, and it is found in the book of Psalm. Psalm number 23 and verse 6. Let's read what the Bible has to say here. It says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Some of you may have heard this text so many times. Yes, it is a well-known Bible song based in Psalm 23, written by David. He started this psalm by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I myself have read this text so many times. But it was only a couple of years ago that I started looking at this verse 6 more seriously and trying to understand what David is trying to say here. According to David, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. So, my dear friend, if you are finding yourself in a situation where it seemed like God has left you behind because of your mistakes, or that it's too late already, or that the Holy Spirit has departed from you, the promise from the Bible will tell you otherwise. According to the psalmist David, the mercies and the goodness of God will follow us all the days of our life. So until we finally decided that we don't want to follow God anymore, or to the point that we can no longer hear God's voice because of our own decision to intentionally walk away from Him until the end of our lives, God will never give up on you. God will never give up on us. According to the Bible, God's goodness and mercies will follow us all the days of our life. That is great news, my friend. That is such a great news, because no matter what situation you may find yourself in, God has not given up on you. God is still following you with His goodness and His mercies. So the moment you hear that voice in your head telling you that it's too late, God has shut His doors of mercies and goodness towards you, tell that voice, tell that enemy that it is a lie. Why is that a lie? Because according to the Word, the goodness and the mercies of God will follow you as long as you are still alive. So, are you alive today? Didn't you wake up this morning? Yes, you did. If you are not alive today, you would not be watching this show. You would not be watching this program. The fact that you're still alive today shows you that God's mercies and God's goodness is still following you. So maybe You may share this good news with your friends. Maybe some of your friends or one of your closest family member is experiencing guilt and shame because of their past mistakes. And yes, it is very real. The guilt and shame and the weight of the burden of sin can be heavy on our hearts. But the good news is that God does not depart away from us, or that God does not leave us behind when we have fallen in sin. The good news is that His mercies and His goodness continue to follow us so that we can return back to Him. So, if you are finding yourself today like the psalmist David, who himself made many mistakes over his life, you can always rest in the assurance that God has not left you behind. You know, when I was a child, I listened to a preacher who preached about the unpardonable sin. And I was listening intently and wonder, what is the unpardonable sin? What is the sin that God cannot forgive? And the preacher continued to preach about this message that if we continue to make mistakes and sin after sin, that God would one day leave us. From our hearts, God's Holy Spirit would be taken away. And I used to live my life in fear of that for a long, long time. But I realized that we need to look at that in the context of the entire scripture. Yes, there are times in the Bible where God's Spirit departs from someone, like King Saul. But it is very rare. It is only in occasions where the person has gone too far to the point that he's no longer willing to hear God's voice. But if you still have that small desire, at least a little desire, to turn back to God, it means that the Holy Spirit is still working on your heart. And as we just read the promise from His Word today, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And that's not the end. According to the promise, we are going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My friend, you can live today with hope. You can live today without the guilt of yesterday, without the pain of the guilt of yesterday. You can live today as a new day filled with hope, because the goodness and mercies of God will follow you all the days of your life. God bless you today.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pooya.
Well, that's it for today, friends. Thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to join us tomorrow. We'll feature a Reflections of Hope episode on the Red Sea. Pastor Melvin Warfield Jr. will share another Grace Points episode. And Pastor Mark Finley will share our devotional thought. We can't wait to see you then.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides. Again, that's hope.study.
Friends, we've sure had a great time today.
And of course, we can't leave without sharing our daily Bible promise. And today's promise comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it."
Amen. I'm so thankful for that promise. Friends, God has promised that with every temptation, He will make a way of escape. So next time temptation comes your way, run to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and He will help you through it. It's a beautiful promise.
Amen.
Beautiful. Let's pray together. Father in heaven today, Lord, we are so thankful that we can end this amazing time filled with hope-filled messages and end it with such a powerful promise. The hope that we have that every single temptation, no matter what type or kind of temptation we're all going to face today, because we will, we are so thankful that there is promised a way of escape. Open our eyes to see that way. You are the way. And we thank You for being with us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.